Well, we got some football notes here for a Thursday Locked On Vols, some recruiting notes, and a question I have for you. Who was the most important player for Tennessee basketball this season? Might seem like an easy answer, but I invite you to dig a little deeper. All that and more here on a Thursday Locked On Vols.
You are Locked On Vols, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is good, everybody? Welcome into a Thursday edition of Locked On Vols. I'm your host, Eric Kane, do radio in Knoxville at 99.1 The Sports Animal, and I write for the rival site covering Tennessee football and recruiting. That is VolQuest.com. Today's episode of Locked On Vols is presented by Omaha Steaks. Listen here, the holidays are right around the corner, and finding the perfect gift is tricky. Omaha Steaks makes it easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift guaranteed to be loved. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter college into the search bar to order the perfect gift package. And let me just say right now, we are doing a contest here at the Locked On Podcast Network during the College Channel. All of the Locked On College Channels, we're trying to see who can sell the most Omaha Steaks. Guys, we have one of the largest listening audiences for the Locked On College Channel. And we're gracious, we're hungry, we love steaks, and it's time to give, all right? So buy your Omaha Steaks today. Let's put Locked On Vols at the top. We want those bragging rights, and we want all that comes with winning that award. So I encourage you today to go to buy some Omaha Steaks. We'll have more on Omaha Steaks here in just a moment in the first live read. All right, so today, yesterday, Alante Taylor announced that he will forego the bowl game, whichever one that will be. He will focus on getting healthy, and he will turn his attentions towards the Senior Bowl and the NFL Draft. Also, Velus Jones Jr. got an invitation to the Senior Bowl. We're going to hit on those in segment number one. In segment two, some notes on recruiting, as Tennessee is now officially less than 2 weeks away from the beginning of the early signing period. And then in segment three, we'll talk a little Tennessee hoops. So that question I posed in the cold open, who is the most important player for Tennessee basketball this season? I got into a heated debate earlier yesterday morning. You guys know I record this the night before. So earlier this morning with Chandler Emerson over at The Sports Animal. And so I wanted to bring that over here to the podcast. So that's the lay of the land here on a Thursday. And before we get started, one of my coworkers who listened to this podcast said that I said ukulele when I meant accordion yesterday. I'm such an idiot, but hey, I make mistakes every single day, but I thought that was hilarious. So everybody that listened to the show yesterday and heard me describe that scissor lift as a ukulele, well, you guys know I'm a moron. All right, so let's get into it. This is a Thursday Locked On Vols. Alante Taylor, he tweeted out on his social medias yesterday that he is going to focus on getting healthy. He is going to turn his attention to the NFL draft and to the Senior Bowl. I'm going to read you his post first. It's a little lengthy. I'm going to read you his post first, and then we're going to talk about it because I do see both sides of the reaction that the Tennessee fan base had on Wednesday evening. This is Alante Taylor. For quote, first and foremost, I would like to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for blessing me with the gifts and abilities that I have to be where I am today. I have learned a lot in these 4 years here at the University of Tennessee, and I couldn't be more thankful for Coach Pruitt and his staff for believing in me on the field, for also helping me to become a better man. Coach Heupel, man, it's only been a few months, and the relationship we have built has been incredible. Thank you for trusting me to lead such an amazing group of men off the field. I developed and became a better version of myself while being here at UT. I will forever be appreciative of everything you and your staff have taught me. To my family, thank you for always supporting me and believing in me and making me the type of man I am today. For that, I am grateful and will continue to make you proud. To Vol Nation, your support has been incredible, and there is truly no fan base in America as passionate as you. Your energy on game day is unmatched, and I can't thank you enough. To my brothers, where do I even start? It's been a journey these past 4 years, and I can honestly say that we are family. Pushing each other every day on and off the field is the type of memories that will last forever. One team, one heartbeat. Those moments were never taken for granted, and I couldn't be any more thankful for the group of men like y'all. Through the ups and downs, we grew closer, and to the ones who left, the love never wavered. Your boys will forever be my brothers. I have battled through an injury the past 2 weeks, but I couldn't let my teammates and coaches down by sitting out. I signed here to give my all, and that's what I did. This is by far the toughest decision I've ever made. It is with a heavy heart that I announced my decision to forego the bowl game to get healthy. And since I was a kid, I've always wanted to hear my name called and play in the NFL. With much consideration, prayer, and family discussion, I will be turning my attention to the Senior Bowl and declaring for the 2022 NFL Draft. Signed, Alante Taylor. All right, so let's clear a few things up. Alante Taylor, he is a four-year player at the University of Tennessee. In a normal year, his eligibility would have been exhausted. But, of course, because of COVID, he could have one more year if he so chooses. So, yes, he could come back if he wanted to for a fifth year of eligibility because of the COVID free year of eligibility. Secondly, he is turning his attention to getting healthy. He has a foot injury. And he wants to get as healthy as he can to go to the Senior Bowl at the end of January and show out, okay? For those of you guys that might be unfamiliar with the Senior Bowl, every single NFL team has representation there. GMs are there. Head coaches are there. Scouts are there. Player personnel are there. Front office personnel. I mean, it is just a ginormous platform for seniors to go and work out. I mean, the game is the game. Sure, you want to perform well in the game, but really it's the entire week of practice, the one-on-ones, the conditioning, the drills, the seven-on-sevens, all that type of stuff. It's a huge evaluation period for seniors before they go into the NFL draft. Trey Smith went to the Senior Bowl last year. Josh Palmer went to the Senior Bowl last year. A couple years ago, I believe Juwan Jennings went to the Senior Bowl. So, yeah, Marquez Callaway might have went. I may be fibbing on one of those guys, but nonetheless, Tennessee's been a very active representation of the Power T at the Senior Bowl in years past. So for him to focus on his health to get 100% healthy with his foot injury, I don't know the degree of his foot injury, but for him to focus on getting 100% healthy, I don't blame him at all. Right? I mean, so you'd be playing in a bowl game at the end of this month or at the very beginning of January. And then you'd be looking towards the Senior Bowl at the end of January. Now you essentially have 2 months to get healthy. And when there is money on the line, guys, I mean, it's a business decision, right? He needs to be 100% healthy and ready to roll for his participation at the Senior Bowl. I don't know exactly where his stock is right now. I haven't dove into that. I've been so focused on this year. But, you know, likely he's a guy that will get drafted. But, you know, position is everything. Money is everything. Signing bonus is everything. And this is a business decision for him, and it's one that I think we can all respect, right? I've gotten a lot of reaction. I've seen a lot of tweets and posts, and you know, some people have reached out to me. They don't like how players quit on their team, essentially. They sit out of bowl games. I used to be in that camp. I really, really did, and so I get it. I understand it. Me as a football player back in my Uncle Rico days, it's easy for me to sit here right now and say I would never do that. But I also was obviously never in a position to be drafted by the National Football League, right? I'm sitting here and thankful and blessed to be talking to you, but if I had an NFL career, likely that wouldn't have happened. So, you know, I've never been in that position. So I get it. I didn't like it for the longest time. In the last couple of years, I've grown to understand it. You know, it's all about trying to position yourself in the best light to be selected. And so I get it. Also, you know, as Alante Taylor alluded to, he said, I gave my all when I came here and I did that. You're right. I mean, he gave you 45 games in his career, right? He started the majority of those. You know, a bowl game, it means something, sure, but it's not a SEC championship. It's not a New Year's Six Bowl. It's not a college football playoff bowl. So, you know, it kind of is what it is, right? And that's the way I view it. And if you still want to stay on the other side of the fence and say that you think it's, you know, he's quitting on his team, I mean, I respect that. It's fine. I just don't see it that way anymore. But I did for the longest time. So I will mention that. One other note here on football, Velus Jones Jr., he got his invitation to the Senior Bowl earlier on Wednesday. He is a Mobile native. So how cool is it? UT Football put out a video, and it was actually Alante Taylor, who is his roommate, who those two represented Tennessee at the SEC Media Days. And it was Alante Taylor that went and told him the news that he had been extended an invitation to the Reese's Senior Bowl. So how cool was that? It was an awesome moment. VFL Films did a great job, you know, putting that together and getting it out to the public so we could all see. But Velus Jones, I talked about him earlier on this podcast earlier this week. He's a guy that I think could get drafted potentially. He'll be in a camp no matter what. The fact what he can do with the ball in his hands is truly dynamic in the return game, and he has grown to be a reliable and one of the top-tier receivers in terms of stats-wise in the SEC this year. And so I think that's great for him to get that invitation and see what he can do, see if he can show out at the Reese's Senior Bowl as well. So Alonte Taylor will not participate in a bowl game this year for Tennessee. He's going to get healthy. He's going to go to the Senior Bowl and, of course, enter his name in the NFL draft. He will declare. And then Velus Jones Jr., who has exhausted all of his eligibility, he will also go to the Senior Bowl. As of now, Alonte Taylor is the only volunteer that has said that he will not play in the bowl game. Theo Jackson was asked post-game after Vanderbilt, would he play in the bowl game? And he said yes. If I'm a betting man, and this isn't any inside information, this is just Eric Kane's opinion, I would be surprised if Cade Mays played in the bowl game for Tennessee, but we will see. And to my knowledge, I don't believe Cade has been offered a Reese's Senior Bowl invitation, but that doesn't mean he can't go bowling somewhere else at another All-Star game. So some notes there. All right, we will talk some recruiting on the other side, but like I said, guys, it's Omaha Steaks. I wanted to, you know, mention this again and tell you about the contest we're doing all across the college network. We want Locked On Vols to be number one. All right, we want to beat the Locked On Ole Misses, the Locked On Gators, the Locked On Bulldogs, the Locked On Razorbacks, everybody else involved, Locked On Auburn. We want Locked On Vols to be number one. So purchase your Omaha Steaks. The holidays are right around the corner, and finding the perfect gift, it's tricky. Omaha Steaks makes it easy to send friends and family an unforgettable gift guaranteed to be loved. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter college into the search bar. Again, that's omahasteaks.com. Enter college into the search bar and the perfect gift package, all right? For $99.99, you'll get 24 entrees like the world-famous bacon-wrapped filet mignon, chicken breasts, sides, desserts, and so much more. When you use the code COLLEGE, you'll also get an additional 8 Omaha Steaks burgers free with your order. Again, $99.99, you're going to get 24 entrees, and then when you enter the bonus code COLLEGE, you're going to get an additional 8 Omaha Steaks burgers for free with your order. We've all heard the reports about the shortages and shipping delays, so don't wait. Order the perfect gift package today at omahasteaks.com, and you'll get 8 free burgers when entering the code COLLEGE. Achieve gifting greatness with Omaha Steaks. Incredible flavor, incredible value, and 100% guaranteed. OmahaSteaks.com, keyword, college. And I'm telling you, this is something I'm going to buy for probably my dad, maybe my cousin, the men in your life, but also the women in your life who feed a family of 4 or 5 or whatever the case may be. I know it's my job to do these ad libs, but I'm telling you, this is something I'm going to do. So join me. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword college. Time to talk a little recruiting here on Locked On Vols. I know there's a portion of you guys out there that love recruiting. I got a lot of positive feedback from the recruiting episode that I did on Thanksgiving. Well, looky there, a week ago, right? So this segment's for all you recruiting fans out there and everybody else, so you can find out exactly who Tennessee might be bringing in to be a part of this early signing period. Okay, so Tennessee has picked up 2 football commits in the last 2 weeks, all right? You got a 3-star defensive end, outside linebacker, edge. Leo is what we call that position, what Tyler Barron and Byron Young play. His name is Joshua Josephs. So we talked about him on this pod. On Monday, Christian Harrison, a 3-star safety, son of former All-Pro and 2-time Super Bowl champion, winning safety Rodney Harrison, he committed to Tennessee earlier this week, and we've also talked about him. So that brings the total here for the committed class right now at 15 players. Will all of these guys sign in December? Well, that's the hope. We'll see if they all do it, but the majority of these guys will. And then, of course, Tennessee may add a couple more prep players, but then we'll be very active in the transfer portal, the number of which, how much Tennessee can go over the 25 allotted for the class, will depend on super seniors coming back and all that, how many players leave for the transfer portal. So far, Tennessee has not had a player dart to the transfer portal since the end of the regular season. I'm not naive enough to believe that that won't change. I think it will change, but for right now, it hasn't happened. All right, so who are some names that we should be keeping on the radar right now as we are less than 2 weeks away from the early signing period, okay? Well, we're going to start off with a guy that Tennessee has been after for a long, long time, a 4-star safety by the name of Jordan Thomas. He is a 3-star. He is from Montgomery, Alabama, and he has been a commit from Mississippi State for, I want to say about 8 or 9 months now. It's been earlier this year. He has been a Mississippi State commit for a long, long time. But Tennessee has been after Jordan Thomas. When asked, you know, on the VolQuest message boards or the general quarters, you know, Monday Night Chat or whatever the case may be, a lot of the question would be, you know, throughout the last year, you know, who's the next, you know, if there's going to be a commit to come down the line next, who could it be, you know, potentially? And a lot of those answers were Jordan Thomas, because Tennessee has been close with him for a long, long time. Well, Tennessee is now extremely close with Jordan Thomas, all right? Why do I say that? He decommitted from Mississippi State yesterday afternoon, all right? I was fortunate enough to talk with him shortly after that, wrote up a story, and you can check that out at volquest.com. It's titled UT Priority Target Jordan Thomas Cuts Ties with Mississippi State. And this is good news for Tennessee because they visited with him at his school earlier this week, catching up with him, getting some FaceTime, and Jordan Thomas will officially visit Tennessee this weekend. All right, so it's Tennessee, really, and then it's Mississippi State who he just decommitted from. Auburn had played a role in this recruitment for a while, but Auburn's not really a part of the picture. So it looks like Tennessee is the clear-cut leader here. And again, he will be officially visiting campus later this weekend. So Tennessee is in good shape with Jordan Thomas. He potentially could be that next guy that commits, but regardless, Tennessee's in good shape with Jordan Thomas. What about Demario Tolan? Demario Tolan is a 4-star outside linebacker. He's got really good size on him. He's got good speed, got good hands. He is another Leo-type guy, and he took an official visit to Tennessee over the summer and really, really liked it, but he committed to LSU earlier this fall. Well, LSU has gone through a coaching change. Now there's Brian Kelly. But whenever they announced that Ed Orgeron would not be returning, Tolan reached out to Tennessee and said, hey, would I still have a spot in this class if I wanted to flip? And, you know, Tennessee's been, you know, getting back in that one heavily. So Demario Tolan met with Tennessee. Tennessee went and visited him in person. I don't know if it was at his house or at his school, but did a face-to-face visit earlier this week as well. And Tennessee is climbing back into that one. And we'll see what Demario Tolan wants to do. But, I mean, he's taken a visit to Georgia here recently. He's taken a visit to Auburn here recently. He's kind of been all over the map. So I don't want to say Tennessee's the clear-cut leader, but I think Tennessee is very much active, very much involved in the Demario Tolan sweepstakes. And we will see exactly how that turns out. But that's a name to be paid attention to for sure. 3-star wide receiver Caleb Webb. He is an Eastern Carolina commit, right? He's been linked to Tennessee for a long time. Really, it's kind of bizarre because, you know, his offer list, to my knowledge, I don't have it pulled up in front of me. All these guys kind of run together at one point or another. It's not all that extensive, and I've not been one to talk to Caleb Webb often. That's been one of my colleagues, Ben McKee. He's talked to him a lot more than I have. But Tennessee continues to be a factor there. Tennessee continues to very much be involved in Caleb Webb. Tennessee wants to bring in another wide receiver in this class to make it 4, and Caleb Webb's kind of been that guy for a long time. So watch out for Caleb Webb. Another junior college name to be paying attention to, a cornerback named Desmond Williams. Desmond Williams, welcomed Tennessee onto his junior college campus earlier this week and met with Tennessee, likes Tennessee a lot, and the Volunteers are trying to bring in a couple more defensive backs. Okay, I mentioned Christian Harrison. He's the first DB commit for this class. Jordan Thomas is very much in line with Tennessee right now. We'll see if he joins the boat. If he joins the boat, that would be 2. Tennessee wants to get some immediate help. That's why they're in on Marquise Gilbert, who is junior college, who just officially visited this past weekend. That's why Tennessee is in on Keontae Scott, who is a junior college safety who officially visited Tennessee 2 weekends ago. And that's why Tennessee is in on now Desmond Williams, who is a junior college cornerback who led his league with 7 interceptions this year. So Desmond Williams is a name to be looking out for. And then, of course, Justin Williams, who is the 4-star running back, the former West Virginia commit. He picked up an Auburn offer this past weekend, but Tennessee is still in good shape there with Justin Williams, in my opinion. I've had a chance to talk with some commits already this week. I already have one story out there on Elijah Herring. I'll have a story out on there with Messiah Reddick and Addison Nichols in the coming days. All those guys super excited to get started. These in-home visits where they come and chat with a family. It's not really, you know, recruiting. These guys are already in the boat. It's not really football talk. It's more or less just, you know, talking about life, talking about an everyday, what the schedule will look like for an everyday student athlete at the University of Tennessee. You know, school, academics, what comes next, goals, aspirations, a lot of one-on-one time with the mom, the dad, you know, all that type of stuff. That's what the purpose of these in-home visits for some of these guys really are at this point. So I've talked with Addison Nichols, talked with Masai Reddick, talked with Elijah Herring, and we'll have stories out on all those guys. Already have one out on Elijah Herring right now. So it's getting into the silly season in recruiting, right? We talk recruiting all year long. We talk Tennessee, how Tennessee gets some commits, and now Tennessee's in on it and making calls and FaceTimes and graphics and all that type of stuff. Well, now we're getting into the silly season to where it's getting harder and harder to track down these prospects. It's getting harder and harder to get a hold of them on the phone and to really get a feel for where they stand with Tennessee. So buckle up. It's going to get wild, but Tennessee should be kind of hitting that surge here in the next little bit before the early signing period. All right, so all my recruiting fans out there, hope that satisfies your hunger. We'll continue to talk recruiting up and through the early signing period here on Locked On Vols. Got a very important question for you, and I want you to think about it before we come back for segment three. Who is most important for this Tennessee basketball team right now? We'll talk about that on the other side, but first it's Bet Online. BetOnline has you covered for all the season props, more odds and lines than ever before as football season continues to march on through the playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all your sports action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. All you need to do is use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive that bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite Las Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest. BetOnline is the easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, it is where the game starts. So we're going to end our show here today by bringing what I like to call on radio an off-air conversation on air. Obviously, this off-air conversation happened early, and I'm talking like in the 6 a.m. hour of Wednesday morning. And, you know, we were talking about, it was one of our features on the starting lineup. Hey, check it out on 99.1 The Sports Animal every single morning, 6 to 9. And the question and the feature that we were doing was, who is the most important player to the Tennessee basketball team? And there's a number of different ways you could go with this one, right? You can go with John Fulkerson, who was the, you know, 6-year guy who's been here, done that, and who was an all-SEC player two years ago. You can go with Kennedy Chandler, who is the star freshman phenom, who's going to be one and done, who has been steady Eddie every single game this year except for the Villanova game. You can go It's Vescovi is the one that everybody's tripping up right now, but Santiago Vescovi is what we've been calling him. It could be him, who arguably is the team's MVP so far. I mean, he put in some work this offseason, came in slimmer, and he has been dynamite so far. There are a number of different options that we could go to here. But the way I answered it, I said it's Josiah Jordan James. Who's missed the last couple of games with a finger injury. It's not believed to require surgery per Rick Barnes, but, you know, they're taking it slow and day by day, and we'll have to see how long he'll be out. But in my opinion, and you guys know me, I'm a baseball guy. I cover football. I'm on the beats. I'm a huge baseball fan. I watch baseball 24/7 when it's on. I mean, I like basketball. I've covered basketball before. I've called basketball. I'm a sports guy. I like basketball, but I'm not on the beat for basketball, so... But you guys know me. I'm a football guy, so it's not like I understand basketball, but it's not like I speak football, if that makes sense. But in my opinion, the way I see it, Tennessee can't get to where it wants to go. It can't be all that it can be without Josiah Jordan James in that lineup consistently, right? And so I said all that type of stuff because the lineup flexibility, you know, Josiah can play anything from the 4 down to the 1. He can handle the ball. He came in as a point guard. He's really best as a 3, but he can play any position except really a true 5. I love when Tennessee in years past have gone small and he plays the 4, right? He's a great rebounder. He's a good defender. He does a lot of things well. And so because of lineup flexibility and everything that Tennessee can do with him on the court, and not to mention he's not bad with the ball in his hands either, I think he's the glue to this team, and I think that a Josiah Jordan James that's playing well means Tennessee will be playing well. And of course, that doesn't mean that, you know, Kennedy Chandler just can't show up, or Vescovy can't show up, or Fulkerson can't show up consistently, or stuff like that. Olivier Comwa is another greatly improved player so far this year. Got off to a really hot start. So that was kind of my reasoning. We go to break, and my buddy Chandler Emerson, I'm going to out him here. My buddy Chandler Emerson says, I mean, if we're being honest here, you know, I mean, there's a lot of disappointment through the career in Tennessee, in Tennessee fans' eyes of a Josiah Jordan James. And my response was, well, yeah, because he was a five-star, and people think if you're not dropping 30 every single game, then you're a bust. And here's the thing to remember about Josiah Jordan James. Coming into college, he was never a scorer. He was not a scorer at the high school level. He was a facilitator. He came in here, and he certainly would have scored. He certainly wasn't a scorer in year one. He missed pretty much all preseason. He dealt with injuries his entire freshman season, and never really quite got going, and looked like the game was too big for him at times. And then you saw he kind of, you know, grew out of that and became a really nice player last year. And you know, I think Rick Barnes is challenging him to be more assertive and to shoot the basketball whenever you have an open shot. And a lot of times he'll shoot a lot. He won't make a lot, but he'll shoot a lot. And so he's not – scoring isn't the cream of the crop of his game, if that makes sense, okay? He's gotten better, but scoring is not, you know, what he's about. He's a great facilitator, like I said. He's a great rebounder. I mean, he led Tennessee in rebounds, I want to say, as a freshman, right? Or maybe he was second on the team in rebounds. I'm pretty sure Fulkerson probably got that by season's end in 2019. He's a great defender. Again, I mentioned the flexibility. So I think people often consider Josiah Jordan James to be a complete bust because he's not dropping 30. And there was a lot of talk about him being one and done as a freshman. I think that might have been premature. I look at Josiah Jordan James now as, in my opinion, I think he's going to be an NBA player. I think that, and again, I really don't know where he's slated right now. I know last year going into the NBA draft, he was on the big board, but he was like prospect number like, I don't know, like maybe late 70, 80 something. I mean, he was well down there, so like he wouldn't have been drafted. But I think that he can play himself into a draftable player potentially. But regardless, I think he's going to get an invitation to camp, and I think he'd be on that fringe of the G League to try to make a roster spot when it's all said and done. Will he last? I don't know. But I think he's got enough ability. I think he brings enough to the table in his arsenal to make himself appealing to front offices at the next level. And so, you know, that's my thoughts on Josiah Jordan James. And of course, he hadn't played the last couple of games. He's been injured. But I think Tennessee, in order to get Tennessee where it needs to be, where it wants to go in terms of postseason aspirations and finishing atop the SEC and all that, I think you need a healthy Josiah Jordan James and a Triple J that's playing well. So I found that interesting because me and my buddy Chandler Emerson, we were debating, we were arguing, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I'm just like, man, he's a glue piece, in my opinion, and not just a glue piece. A lot of times people say, well, he's a glue, he's a heart guy. Well, no, he's much more than that, right? That's my opinion. You guys might think differently. You guys might think I'm crazy, and that's fine, too. I mean, Kennedy Chandler's been steady Eddie. He's been incredible as a true freshman. I mean, without Kennedy Chandler, where would this team be so far 6 games in? I mentioned, you know, Vescovy. He's been incredible so far, too. Olivier Comwa got off to a fantastic start. John Fulkerson starting to round back into form, and I think those two guys in the blocks, man, they need to shoot a lot more. And, you know, against Presbyterian, Tennessee was just dynamite from three with Justin Powell. I mean, Tennessee was 9 of 14 from the first half from three, and so I get it. It was a backcourt game, but against Villanova, against Presbyterian, against Tennessee Tech at times, you know, those two guys need to shoot more because they're being efficient. I think Fulkerson last night was 2 for 2 from the field. I think Comwa was like 1 of 2 from the field. Like a combined 4 shots? Like, what are you doing? Like, you need to shoot more, right? The offense needs to run through a Fulkerson to where you can kick it out and have an open guy and all that type of stuff and play inside out, in my opinion, because Tennessee's talented enough to knock down those open shots. Also, another argument I got in with my buddy Chandler Emerson, I'm name-dropping him 4 or 5 times, Chandler Emerson. I want you guys to tweet at him. Now he's a really good kid. So I'm obviously in the camp of Josiah and Jordan James. I think I've made that pretty evident right now. A guy that I probably wouldn't be in the camp of would be Victor Bailey Jr. I think everything that Justin Powell is what Victor Bailey Jr. strives to be, right? Or strides to be. A knockdown shooter, right? I think Justin Powell plays that role for Tennessee better than Victor Bailey Jr. does. And I know Bailey Jr. has been forced into the starting role a couple times this season because of these injuries, and that's good. That's fine. I'm not saying he's a horrible player, but usually he's a one-trick pony, and if that three ball is not hitting, he doesn't bring anything to the table. I think Powell brings more to the table, and he's more consistent with his three-point shot attempts. So, in my opinion, when everything's healthy, this should be an eight-man rotation. Tennessee's got to cut this rotation down, and it's tough. We talked a little bit about this on yesterday's show. It's tough because there's guys in and out of the lineup right now, and you really can't get a good look at it. But before SEC plays start, you got to cut down this rotation. And I know Rick Barnes is making over $5 million a year. He's been doing it for 30 years. He knows way more about basketball. He's forgotten more about basketball than I know, and I get that, and that's fine. But, I mean, you know, Uros does not need to be in this rotation. You know, I know in a blowout they get in, and that's fine, but Uros is not to be in this rotation. I think Bailey Jr.'s minutes need to be cut in half, if I'm being completely honest. I think the rotation should be off the bench. Ziegler, Huntley Hatfield, Powell, right? And that's with the starters of Fulkerson, Kumwa, Triple J, Vescovy, and Kennedy Chandler. I mean, am I forgetting anybody? I mean, I'm going up and down the list right now. I don't believe I've forgotten anybody that needs to be playing critical minutes. And so you're so limited at the five. I get that. You've got a dude that can come in and spell a little bit. I like the makeup of Dabunje. I think he's going to be a nice player when it's all said and done. But those guys are a little far off right now, in my opinion. So, you know, that's just kind of my thoughts on basketball so far. Touched on it a little yesterday. We'll continue to talk basketball all throughout basketball season. But here in the early going, Tennessee 5-1, not a whole lot to argue about. But I think Triple J is key to the success. I think that line, I think that rotation needs to really start, you know, limiting down its minutes and focusing on the players who are out there. And I also think Zakai Ziegler is a stud. I think he's an absolute stud. All right, so those are my thoughts on basketball. You guys know me. I got plenty of thoughts about everything. Hey, go to omahasteaks.com and purchase your steaks. I'm telling you, I was just talking to my girlfriend. We've got it mapped out. We're going to get that for my family, for her family. I encourage you to get it for your family. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. That's Omaha Steaks, omahasteaks.com. Make sure you go and you take advantage of this awesome deal because, I mean, I really think I can't. Oh, there it is. I'm trying to click on the hyperlink here so I can make sure I've got the web address right. OmahaSteaks.com. That's right. I kept on trying to click on the hyperlink, and it wasn't a hyperlink. I'm an idiot. So make your Christmas great. Make gift giving easier. And order now because, again, shipping and handling could take a little while. That is OmahaSteaks.com. Let's make Locked On Vols the winner of the College Channel. I'm pushing it, guys. Obviously, I'm pushing it. You can tell. But I'm also going to buy a couple of these for family for Christmas, and you can do the same. All right, Locked On Vols is done. Locked On Bets. Make that your second listen with your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Check it all out. That is LockedOnBets.com. Locked On SEC host Chris Gordy. He will join the show tomorrow. A lot has gone on in college football. New head coaches being named by the day. Looks like Tennessee and Josh Heupel are going to be just fine where they're at. We'll get Chris Gordy's thoughts on all of that, plus year one for Josh Heupel. That is coming up on tomorrow's show. Guys, can't thank you enough. Appreciate you, and we'll do it again tomorrow. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Thursday, everybody.